Podcast fans. I'm so stoked to be back here once again on our Ventura Forward Podcast, where we're searching for those tasty waves, hot tunes, fun in the sun, righteous food, and all the news across the 805. We're sharing the stoke on this episode of great segments, breaking it down, shouting out our sponsors, and talking about what we discover across the 805 coming into springtime 2024 in Ventura County. My buddy, old pal, Tom Spence, how you feeling?
Things are going well. We've got a big weekend here in Ventura County. My week is going to be, at least Saturday, that part of my week, is going to be at the Crab Feast, Ventura County Fairgrounds. Always a blast. Great food. Good people fundraising. So that's what I have Saturday night. What do you have in your life?
This weekend, what am I doing this weekend? It's spring break. There's not a lot of vacations. My son's on his little trip, so the family's divided. There's no softball. I'm free and clear, Spence.
Free and clear. So you got to go out and do something.
I know. I'm sure there's some show at the Ventura Music Hall. We can look at that. All right, one of our great sponsors, shout it out. I want to shout out Ray Fresco for bringing in all of those tasty beats and tunes that you know the intro to that song that I should know the name of, and I don't. But I want to learn more, as Surf Rodeo's coming up too, dude. And they want to hang out and sponsor with us. And so is the Throwdown, the biggest cornhole tournament in the world. Oh, X Games is coming up too, Spence. So holy Toledo, big old mackerel everywhere. Ventura's going to be hosting it. The fair is coming. And so we're working on Ventura Forward, building out that summer calendar. Episode number 90 is going to be let's go big. Let's go summertime. And here comes the sunshine, because I'm pumped because it's a little bit brisky out there today on April 5th. 2024, episode 90, Ventura Forward Podcast. But in a couple of days, it's supposed to be 70. What do you think about that?
I think that looks good. And we should have a little bit of snow up on the hills. We had some rain for Friday morning, and that brings a light dusting because it was so chilly out there. Snow down to about 2,500, 3,000 feet. So the mountains should look good. Lake Acetus, as we've been saying, is like 2 feet from spilling. So that's spectacular. Things are going very, very well for the community. And it's funny to think with a cornhole tournament, and with the X Games, that's national and even international exposure for the city of Ventura.
Absolutely. It's amazing. And we're going to do it local, too. We're going to keep picking up more trash. This week, I was picking up a couple hundred pounds of trash. We're doing it at Surfer's Knoll by the harbor. We were doing it by the side of the freeway the other day. I want to remind everybody that Ventura Forward's about you being you, right? Ventura Forward was not a community page for everyone to throw their opinion in. That's more of like your Yahoo chat rooms or maybe next door. Ventura Forward was a soapbox for Spencer Norton to give his opinion and then for you to make, to motivate you to be you, to make your more opinions, okay? Comments have been off. I'm loving it. Spence, I've been off my phone on average in over an hour and a half to 2 hours per day since I turned the comments off. That's a lot of time.
It is a lot of time.
And it's not that I don't value people's opinion, and that's what this podcast is about. If you wouldn't mind, Tom, pull up how many listeners we've had the last few weeks on the podcast. Take your time over there, my good man.
Okay, that'll take a minute.
Take your time. Because I want to know and give the shout-out to the podcast listeners. Because if you're hearing this podcast and you're listening to Tom Friday, put your arms out, put them around. I'm kind of skinny. Now give me a big old bear hug. Let's go. I appreciate you. That's what's called a Norn hug. You feel that? Let's go. That's power. That's that finger. That's the community. And that's what it means to get up early, to go to bed early, eat healthy, and do what's the best for your body, your mind, and your soul. And that's on your plan. And that's what we're here to motivate you to do. And then get bold with it, right? So that's the motivation. You get into the agenda, which goes into the five topics, the five pillars, as we have talked about for years. Now, episode number 90. Can you believe it? Raise your hand anywhere weird if you listen to all 90 episodes. Put both hands in the air. If you've listened to both 90 episodes, smoothies at Adenic on me. I'm going to go spend my $10 or $11 at our smoothies at one of our proudest sponsors, Adenic Smoothies. And we just got a new sponsor across the street, Spence.
And that is?
Midtown Grill. Burgers, tacos, drinks, homemade onion rings. This place, I'm still discovering the menu. Right? It's so funny because when you fall in love with a restaurant, you know what you want to do? Like everything on the menu. But is that possible?
Well, you got to try everything on the menu first, but it is difficult because you get in a rut. And yeah. One of the good things is try something different every time.
Because
How many times do you go to a place And then you just have the one thing over and over and over again. The point of going out is to explore. So do that. So where are we located on this restaurant?
Right in the heart of Midtown Ventura, Midtown Grill. What is the cross street right there? Is it Anacapa's close? Hearst is close. Those are the streets. Hearst, get right in the Midtown. Identica's across the street. Also, there's a coffee cart on there. Proud sponsor now, too, as well. Calorama Coffee. Let's go, James. I see you. All of these businesses as well are going to be helping us with our events with Goodwill. Spence, we're bringing full circle.
It's all happening.
Findings Market, they're doing great stuff too. Oh, I was supposed to be going by Channel Islands Juice Company today. They want to sponsor possibly and give juices. Maybe I can supply you with some juice.
Hey, I need a little pep up here.
Do you?
That's not soda. You know, it's one thing about these places. You're not drinking soda. So it's good for the kids. Good place to drop by because everybody's carbonation. You can go there and get something that's towards health for yourself and enjoy. So another great sponsor, another great local business.
Bringing them all in. Pete's Breakfast House. So good things happening at Midtown in that area. Jonathan over at Pu'u, over at Pu'u Mutai. They got stuff going on all the time. So good stuff. We stopped in with Joey at the Ventura Barber Co. Not a sponsor, but still an amazing business. Yesterday we saw Island Girl spray tanning and teeth whitening. Right?
That's interesting.
She's super cool too.
Who did a song called Island Girl?
Neil Young.
Nope. Elton John.
Okay.
Yeah, I could play that.
Put it on. Cue it up for me.
I don't know. Can I? Will we get bumped if we're playing some music that's licensed?
Let's test them.
Okay, let's test them and see what they do. Island Girl,
we are rebels.
This song would go back to maybe 1979, 80. It's an oldie, and I will find it in just moments. So this business, again, teeth whitening
Island Girl tanning. Island Girl.
Just in time for summer. That's crazy. So that's the name of the place. And we do have for you, Island Girl. I'll get that. Mr. Elton John is right there.
We're going live now, too, on Instagram to all the Instagram followers and the podcast followers. You are super duper. So live on Instagram now. Going to give 2 minutes on Instagram to remind everybody that just
do you recall? This is a big song. You gotta love it. She's a big gal. I love the way that guy. Elton John was just.
You know what's funny?
Elton John's still awesome.
Turn it out again. The music's better than the podcast.
He's got the marimbas back
there. Turn in the room so the people on Instagram can hear it too.
Okay? What are we doing? Elton John.
That is a good one.
I got to check it out. What was the date on that? I am not sure when that came out.
So much fun. I ripped it out here.
1975.
75.
Wow, 1975. Good Lord. Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's 49 years ago. 49 years ago.
Going back in the time machine.
Out. Whew.
Let's get it. This show is awesome.
Time does fly, by the way, folks.
Dawbaugh sponsors. It's all about sponsors, people putting in the Ventura Ford hat, sharing that stoke. If you want to get involved, do it. Call, message, DM, and the stoke shares on. All right, that was going to wrap it up here on Instagram. I'm going to close out. You guys got to go to the Spotify. If you have an Apple phone and you want to watch a podcast or listen to a podcast, go to that purple icon. Search, maybe you deleted it. Go download it again and just enter podcast, hit it. Go to Ventura Ford. You have the full episode. All right. I teased you there. Let's go.
All right. Now, just to bring us back so everybody knows that we were doing a historical look at Island Girl. That's Bernie Taupin with the he did the lyrics, and Elton John always did the music. And this is something that some people talk about, and it's weird to see that they're talking about some of these songs. Island Girl over 30 years, the 1975 Rock of the Wrestles track is a blight on the Piano Man's discography. They say that it does not, it might be a little sexist, and there might be some problems with it these days. Oh, you know, you have it a lot. Like Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones, you know, they won't do that in concert anymore because of its racial connotations. And it is interesting, whatever they meant by it initially doesn't play well today. And I haven't listened to the lyrics of Island Girl, but I would have to see and discover what is the part of this that is offensive. But they are showing this as a song that now repels people.
Huh. I'm so over it. We got to just remember the time and the place, and then you learn from that. Stop a race.
Okay. Oh, can I read some lyrics?
Are they bad?
Well, yeah.
Let's go.
I see your teeth flash, Jamaican honey so sweet, down where Lexington crossed 47th Street. Oh, she's a big girl. She stands 6'3", turning tricks for the dudes in the big city. But remember, if you had Lou Reed, and I know we're going off the rails here.
really?
Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Doot, 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 doot. Cool Groove. Everybody knows that song. You know that song?
Yep. I can walk on the wild.
And the color girls go, do, 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 do. But he was referencing back then, that was absolutely a compliment, because what he was saying was, whenever you hear these awesome vocals, quite often it was women of color. It was, and of the time, that's how you said things like that. So a lot of the great, not only backup vocalists, certainly the ones in front, were the ones providing that beautiful sound. And many, many, Leonard Skinner had background singers. It's just funny. And that's what Lou Reed threw in then on one of the coolest grooves ever. I don't know if that song makes it these days.
I agree. At the same time, I use it as a reference point to say how ridiculous it was that we were dividing by skin color and saying that somebody had to be a backup singer when the better backup singer was in the back. And you look at the time and how it evolved. That's what you do. You stop erasing it. And then, because then you remember what the times were like, and that's okay. It wasn't good for anything, you know? I think the biggest thing I remember too, like, it was like, what year is it? It's 2024.
Hmm.
People, you know how many kids, I bet you if you ask them how long has the world been around, I bet you they're going to say 2024.
Wow. There are some interesting lyrics in Island Girl.
And there are some bad lyrics, bad times. What got by? What was the situation like in Jamaica? It sounds like somebody who was in Jamaica witnessing what was going on.
I'm reading the lyrics from the Elton John song.
Okay.
Let's do another set.
He wants more.
Okay. Island Girl, what you wanting with a white man's world? Island Girl, black boy want you in his island world. And that was a hit on the radio. This was a huge hit. Everybody in my age group knows this song very, very well.
Let's hear what he's trying to say something inside there. Say it again.
Yeah, and I think I could glean from it. It is, these are the lyrics from the song. Island Girl, what you wanting with a white man's world? Island Girl, black boy want you in his island world.
I mean, I don't even know. It's losing me now. Again, not condoning anyone's lyrics or whatever they do. It's, again, examples. It's like statues.
Mm-hmm.
Removing them. The more we talk about it, the more we learn it. We know about the culture then. Maybe he's, I mean, in that sense, they're trying to basically say, like, stay with the culture and don't.
Love the one you're with type of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it going to be that way or the other way? But it's, there are.
That's anti-diversity coming from a guy who's supposed to be the king of diversity, right?
So yeah, but I don't think it's Elton getting slammed. I think they're slamming back on him. But how many times and what would we have to do to review? And this is another one that's interesting and getting off the rails, but I think it's a topic that needs to be discussed. If you look at Eddie Murphy's stand-up from back in the day and you did it today, wow. I mean, he blows through everything from back then. Remember when he wore that outfit, the whole leather thing?
Yeah.
The one, ironically, the outfit that he made fun of in Beverly Hills Cop. And he laughed at the guys who were walking down the street, like in Hollywood, wherever it was. He ended up wearing when he did his stand-up and 15,000-seat arenas filled. So, Andrew Dice Clay, we can name a lot of people who at times had something going that was very popular that might not play well today. Is that a really, 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 really bad thing that we got sensitive? Or is some correction required? Everybody can have their own debate at home.
This is how full circle we're going with Tom's great reference here and understanding the moment in time and why he's getting detailed for what we're going into, because it wants you to share your stoic more boldly. Don't be afraid in 50 years to be erased. Don't be afraid that in 5 minutes or 5 months or 5 years that what you feel in your heart right now needs to come out. And that's what Ventura Forward is. That's why we're being so scrutinized. That's why Spencer's opinion, I got hate messages this morning. I mean, it's ridiculous. If you think that your time is going well by talking negatively about people who are sharing their opinion, again, in the process, that's because you don't understand the process, and I'm trying to teach you the process, and I'm teaching everyone the process, and you're coming slower than others, and it's about time and how long you've allowed yourself to be in it. But remember, that process is what I'm in. And if you want to wear a hat, and I'm going to record this one real fast because this is going to wrap this podcast up, number 90. Let's go. Every podcast, again, Johnny's Pete's. Anybody I might have forgot, Stretch Lab. Stretch Lab is coming into sponsorship too as well. But Goodwill is on top. Goodwill Cornhole Tournament's coming. The All-Star Football Game is coming. A Beach Action Day is coming. I've been working on the dates. I'm trying to get them released for you. Okay, I move crazy fast, but I got to be more a little humble pie sometimes. And humble pie to all the different groups that we're working with. If you need Ventura Forward now, you give me a call and I'll be there for you. Just like the girl who needed somebody cleared out from an encampment next to her house. Boom, the VPD's there the next day. Shout out VPD. Let's go. When we have fires everywhere else and boats are on fires and we need help, who shows up? Ventura Fire Department. Boom, let's go. Shout out Ventura Fire Department. Okay? We're working hard every day to shout out our sponsors and be ourselves. And that's where you got to go bolder too. And you got to go bolder with who's in the process and put yourself in the process in three categories again. And we'll go over them like we do in most of our podcasts. And if you don't, go to the website. You can learn more about it. It's in the process of elected representatives, government staffing, and also tax dollars put up in the volunteer positions. So if you want to be working for the government in any position or receive grant dollars and tax dollars from the people, you can be scrutinized. If you want to be elected representative and get the people's vote and then go and do things from city council, county supervisors, school board members, assembly, Congress, Senate, I'm teaching everybody. I'm learning stuff too. You're going to be scrutinized and talked about it as well. And last but not least, volunteers, PTAs, nonprofit boards, anywhere that you think that you can give your opinion that moves weight in our community, we're going to be talked about because you want to put a hat on. And if you want to put a hat on, you're going to be watched, especially closer if you're going to have two hats on. So all the podcast listeners, we're going deeper because guess what? Here's a name for you. Antonio Castro, Ventura Unified School District Superintendent. Okay? Moore Park City Council member and also the head of the schools in Ventura. That's a lot of hats in Ventura County. So when you're in Ventura County, in the city of Ventura, when you're wearing those hats, you better be able to be open and transparent. Because what I'm hearing about Antonio Castro and what I've seen so far, he's not being open and transparent, to be honest, in the most parts. So that's an example of more names that we're going to drop in the future. And why I needed this rant to come out in episode number 90 to what Tom was talking about, what's right and what's wrong in history and how things change. And what changed 50 years ago can be different now. Just like if you thought something different before you listened to this podcast, you can now think differently about somebody else. And that's okay. And if you change your mind, you can go back to that. And you keep moving because you have your earnest and you have your word. And that's what Ventura Forward is, a consistency of this podcast, of our media outlet. And we're here for you every week. Spence, you have a good time?
Yes, I did. Can of Worms with Island Girl, which was totally unexpected. I Googled it and got that reaction from people. But I do agree, how much of the past are we going to weed out because it doesn't work today? It's interesting. I got to go, but this was fun.
This was a good one. To all the faithful listeners out there, keep sharing that stoke and you being you. And to all of our sponsors, moving it for Pacific Coast Coins. I might have forgot one, but you know I got you in the heart. The podcast keeps going because the stoke never ends. Until next week, let's go!